Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So guess what, Conan?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which the gas stations stuff is garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol but with no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's getblitze.com, and use the code K100, you get 15% off. Now, I've tried this, and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitz.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off at the code K100 at getblitze.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I used a little, I actually just
what
filled
flavor?
Up cherry, and I actually just filled up the cap and I put it in with like Coke or Cherry Coke, And it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes, and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints at all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine, and I did a tablespoon, put another tablespoon. I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. The second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it, it wasn't a hard buzz, and it, yes. You know, so the nice little buzz, which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com, GETBLITZED.com.
Yo, get blitzed at getblitz.com. Boom. We're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom.
Let's talk about the UFC. What was your take on the main event? Kobe and Leon. Did you watch it?
Yes. What the fuck? What was going on with Kobe? He's an aggressive guy. He wasn't aggressive here. I mean, he didn't win one round. This guy kind of owned him. And he even said in his post-match promo that he made a mistake in his game plan. Well, then you should have ad-libbed and come up with something else. I thought it was boring.
Well, it was boring because the funny thing is Kobe talks all that shit. I wonder if it got to Kobe mentally that he may have crossed the line about the guy's dad because of the heat that he got from people that he.
Yeah, because the guy was almost crying at the end at the post match because he shouldn't have brought up my dad, and he was almost crying. Like he even said they had to hold me back in the fucking press conference. Remember?
Yeah. Do you know the story about the guy's dad?
Yeah, that he got murdered. Yeah.
He wasn't a great guy though. The guy's like a criminal, and he got
murdered.
Yeah,
but it's his dad.
That's what I'm saying, which is why it's kind of you had a dad that was like
But it was still his dad, bro. If your dad's a criminal, he's still your dad.
Like Dana White.
Unless he's a dick.
Well, Dana White even said, I don't like when family's involved. You know, when you bring family into it, and it's true. It's like, what does your family have to do with, your family's not fighting me. I'm fighting you, right?
Yeah, they're trying to elicit a response, and you got to watch out because some people don't play that shit.
So I was wondering, I thought that he would say afterwards that he was hurt. I was wondering if Kobe had an injury because, bro, he's in the thing because I'm going to use my cardio. I'm going to walk him down. Bro, he was on his back foot from the time the bell rang.
Yeah.
Like he was not, there was never any aggression. Like he was walking Leon Edwards down.
Wasn't Leon Edwards like kicking him in that at the beginning?
Yeah, he was kicking him pretty good, but it was like, nothing.
Yeah, and I remember, I wonder if he lit him up and hurt him and he got afraid to pull that trigger. Or maybe he touched him once on the chin because there was one time he kind of had him groggy.
Right.
I don't know, man. I that was not the same Kobe. You see this a lot. Sometimes you're like, what happened to this guy? And we don't know if it's conditioning, if he didn't train right, if he didn't diet right, if he's sick, if he's hurt. But that did not look like Kobe.
Perfect example.
And this guy basically owned every round.
Styles make fights. And perfect example, Eddie Adesanya couldn't crack the Sean Strickland puzzle and looked terrible. You know, it's like sometimes, right. I guess some guys just they just have this distance on you or something and you just can't, he never got going ever. You know, and it's like, I don't know, Styles made fights and that was not a thing, but Kobe right now he's lost twice to Usman and once to this guy. He's beaten Masvidal, he beat Robbie Lawler you know what he's gonna have to do to redeem himself after a performance like that? He's gonna have to get in there with a guy that people think are gonna kill him. Like he needs to fight Khamzat. Or fight like some one of these guys that he'll be a 3-1.
What weight is the guy that fought Thompson, Rockmanov?
Robin's a middleweight. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, same.
Right. He needs to fight somebody like that and fucking own his ass.
Oh no, Khamzat. No. Rockman's in the Sean Strickland thing. Is he a middleweight or a? Wait, Stephen.
He was
Thompson
on the same show. He fought Stephen Thompson.
That's right. So the welterweights. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. Like Kobe probably has to fight Rockman next. The Rockman.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody like him.
Because you need something to redeem
yourself.
He needs to get in there against a guy that's going to be favored over him and win as an underdog and get himself back. You know what I'm saying? Because he can do it, you know? So, but 100%. That was very disappointing. Tony Ferguson is just done. It was kind of hard to watch.
And you know what? You're right. That might be his next guy, Rachmaninoff, because they are in the same weight.
Yeah.
But Rachmaninoff's, he's a problem, bro. I don't even see Colby beating him.
18-0 with 18 finishes.
Right. Yeah. You know? He's a beast. And so who was the guy that you just mentioned?
Tony Ferguson against Paddy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Paddy looked way bigger, just beat the shit out of him, bro. Opened him up really ugly.
Right.
Now, poor Tony. He's a warrior, bro.
Another thing I want to talk about, the Colby fight. I've never seen a guy like get dominated in a fight but didn't get beat up. It was about the perfect way to describe it. Because Colby said, man, that was an easy fight. Like, yeah, it was easy because, you did nothing. And the guy didn't let you do anything, and the guy did considerably more than you did, but he didn't do much, which is like it was a boring fight. it makes a boring fight, right? So,
and the worst part is he's the wrestler, right? And every time he went for a takedown, he was stuffed, you know, and he even reversed by Edwards.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he just showed a complete game. Edwards really did.
Yeah. So that's
Did you like that? Did you like the Pantoja-Roybal fight? That was kind of boring too.
Right. Some of these fights were just kind of like, they were underwhelming for my expectations.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun. Where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
You have a vision for your business. Your priority might be to
expand facilities
or
bring in the best talent.
At Century Insurance, we listen, learn, and work to understand your business and your plans to help protect your
new locations.
As your business evolves and your vision comes true, Sentry, right by you. Property and casualty coverages are underwritten and safety services are provided by a member of the Sentry Insurance Group, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. For a complete listing of companies, visit Sentry.com. Policies, coverages, benefits, and discounts are not available in all states. See policy for complete coverage details.
You know, Rachmaninoff domination was just like,
Rachmaninoff was good. The Paddy Pimblett one was good. That was it.
Yeah. All right. So did you watch football this past week? There's a lot of football on. There was football on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in the NFL.
Like every week, bro. Can I just say what was my biggest heartbreaker?
What?
Two of my favorite teams going against each other, but one of them just beating the shit out of the other with the Raiders.
63. How crazy was that?
Did you hear what Richard Sherman said at halftime?
No.
He goes, "The Chargers should make history. They should fire Brad Staley at halftime."
They should fire the guy at halftime. So then Saturday started bright and early. I was in Atlanta, so I just stayed home on Saturday afternoon and watched. Like I was telling you, I was watching football all day with my laptop out and UFC and collision stuff and everything. So But the Bengals-Vikings game was excellent because the Bengals came from way, they were down by two touchdowns. And, brothers, Jake Browning guy looks like the real deal. Did you see that touchdown by T. Higgins where they did the jump ball and he caught it and stuck his hand out to score?
That was ridiculous, bro. And they were losing like 17-3, like late in the third quarter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Browning's been great. What do you do if you're the coach and Burrow comes back? Do you keep Browning's momentum or do you bring Burrow back in?
No, Burrow's done for the year.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah, so yeah, Browning's
this
our guy.
This is their guy, yeah. So a couple other interesting games. No real crazy results. The Panthers beat the Falcons. The Falcons stink, though. They're changing quarterbacks again.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
The Bills beat the living piss out of the Cowboys, 31-10. It wasn't even close. And they didn't even – this James Cook guy ran all over them. Hit 180 yards rushing. The Ravens beat the piss out of the Jaguars. And a great game on Sunday. Bro, did you see these videos of Drew Locke, like on the sidelines rapping? Like the music's playing the thing. He's like –
Yeah.
So, bro, that was exciting. I mean, the guy was – the guy led
– What a comeback, bro.
It was an emotion. He was emotional afterwards, you know, because he's, you know, he's been basically.
Yeah, did you see?
He sucks. Yeah, he's like almost crying.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. He was almost crying. It was a really good. You made you want to root for him. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. He said what?
No, like people were saying that's like, like that might get him a job as a starting quarterback next year. Just that interview alone, you know? So.
And the thing is that Seattle now moved into like a log jam with four teams that are at 500. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they're battling for the NFC's two last playoff spots. Yep. Philadelphia lost its third straight.
Yep.
Wasted a chance of moving ahead of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
But they're already in the playoffs, right? They secured a spot. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a lot of games this week coming up here. Where you obviously have, because like everybody and their mother is in the playoff hunt. You got a lot of teams playing each other, but you got a lot of teams. There's actually a lot of games. Like, I don't think there's any games where there's two teams that are not in the playoff race playing each other. So you have a couple teams that are in it playing each other, but then, you know, everybody, all the shitty teams.
Which one stick out? What's it sticks out to you?
Okay. Sticks out Colts and Falcons, because if Falcons lose, they're done. Okay.
Right.
Lions, Vikings. Because the Vikings quarterback looked pretty good, but
can you believe the Falcons? If they might get in with seven wins.
Yeah, so 8-9 is probably going to win that division. It's going to be losing record.
Right.
The Browns and Texans is a compelling game because Joe Flacco for minimum three games played. Okay, for quarterbacks this year, the number one quarterback in fantasy football is Joe Flacco right now. How hysterical is that?
Now is Stroud out again or no?
Stroud's out again for the concussion, but the backup looked pretty good. They got a Case Keenum in there. He's decent, and that's a good offensive coordinator, right?
Now Flacco's coming back, right?
Yep. So there's three other games that are like of pretty good marquee matchups: Jags and Buccaneers, because you got two division leaders playing each other. The Buccaneers of the NFC South against the Jags of the AFC South. That both of them have to win, because if the teams below them, if one of these two. One of those two divisions, you're going to have a different division leader after this weekend. Either Houston's going to be in first. If Houston wins, they'll be in first place if Jags lose. I kind of like the Buccaneers.
Who do you got? You like the Buccaneers?
Yeah, at home.
Yeah. Well, Mike Evans is having a hell of a year, right? Over 1,000. They're at home, right? Tampa's at home.
Yeah, and actually, Jags are better away from home than they are at home. So that might be I don't know. But the marquee matchup on Sunday is the late Fox game, the main event. Dallas Cowboys are at your Miami Dolphins. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I ride or die with my Dolphins, so I'm going with Miami. Who do you got?
Yeah, Miami, because the Cowboys stink on the road. Miami, both of these teams stink on the road.
And yeah,
both of these teams are good at home.
Right.
Both of these teams beat up teams at home and get beat up on the road. So, you got to, like, if you're going with that trend, you got to like the Dolphins. But then on Monday, There's another triple header on Christmas. So you can wake up and open up the presents and turn on the TV and you get the Raiders.
And let me just say something about the Monday game. You've got two quarterbacks who will go over 4,000, okay? And you've got two wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb and Tyreek Hill, who have already gone over 1,000.
Right. And Tyreek Hill's approaching 2,000. So Monday, the main event on Monday night is the game of the year in the NFL this year. The number one team in the AFC, the Ravens, are traveling to the number one team in the NFC, the 49ers. Monday night football. So unfortunately, Raw is probably not going to do a very good number. This will be a huge number. San Fran. San Fran, yeah, when all those guys are healthy, it's ridiculous. They're like 11-2. With Debo, Ayuk, McCaffrey, and Purdy, when they all play,
You heard what Purdy said about when they said he's the MVP?
McCaffrey, he is the MVP.
No, Purdy, when they said, hey, do you know that people are picking you as the MVP, right? Because he is the leader right now.
Right.
And you're right. He said McCaffrey. Yeah.
Yeah, which is true. He's correct. McCaffrey is easily. Bro, McCaffrey's been like the best player in the league when he's healthy.
Right.
And so there's really no denying it. You know, just like quarterbacks, you got a lot of quarterbacks need a supporting cast, right? But I don't know. We'll see.
But McCaffrey does it all, bro. He's tough. He can block. He can fucking catch. He can fucking run. He just can do it all. I can't believe they let him go.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Christmas, going to be cool little Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because usually it's not on the Sunday, Monday. And the NFL decided, we're going to. It's the first time that the NFL has like gone head on with programming on those nights. Remember on Christmas Eves, they never used to have if Monday night was Christmas Eve, they would skip the Monday night football game that week and have a Saturday game. You know, something that this is kind of weird that they decided Christmas and Christmas Day too. When was there ever three games on Christmas Day? You know,
never that I can remember.
It's crazy. So it's gonna be fun. I mean, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good holiday. Because Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the football's on all day. So that's awesome. So,
all right. So let me just bring up something really quick before we get out of here, basketball. Okay. So I watched the Warriors play the Celtics, beat them in overtime. Stephen Curry is still unstoppable. Did you see Morant, what he did when he came back?
Hit the game winner and stuff. It was awesome.
Right. 34 points, hit the game winner, but this guy's had a lot of off-court issues. Yep. Punching the teenager with the having a gun
twice,
threatening a security guard at a mall.
Right.
So hopefully he's learned that he's got a responsibility to his city and to his team, and that you can't be doing stupid shit like that, bro. You're paid.
And you're paid excessive money. And when you're paid excessive money, there comes responsibility in the way you act.
100%.
That's simple.
I'm pretty sure he's learned, because even after the show, you could tell he was like, man, I miss basketball. I hadn't played for 8 months. Hopefully those 8 months were enough to make him notice how privileged he is. But only time will tell.
And these guys still make a shit ton of money. But if you lose 25% of your pay this year, that's a considerable sum of money. That's not chump 100%. Change. If you're making like $400,000 a game and you're looking at that like I lost $10 million.
You don't know what sponsors have dropped him or what sponsors don't want to fuck with him until they see that he's gotten right. You're playing with your money.
Yeah.
All right. So if you got any comments or opinions or questions on sports, send the K100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. This has been K100 Sports. Boom.
Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The Legacy Test Stack, of course. Listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now. And I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. It's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later. Now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently. And all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child. And there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use. But when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality. So you have a loyal customer for life. Unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySups.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySups.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, yeah, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySups.com. Boom.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. And full throttle is half the fun. Where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You have a vision for your business. Your priority might be to
expand facilities
or
bring in the best talent.
At Century Insurance, we listen, learn, and work to understand your business and your plans to help protect your
new locations.
As your business evolves and your vision comes true, Sentry. Right by you. Property and casualty coverages are underwritten and safety services are provided by a member of the Sentry Insurance Group, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. For a complete listing of companies, visit Sentry.com. Policies, coverages, benefits, and discounts are not available in all states. See policy for complete coverage details.